Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to you. Can sip with us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Are you sipping on anything today?
Yeah, I brought my... We were talking about this before we went live, that my spirit feels heavy today. So I'm just open this can of spritz. It's Watermelon 3. It's like a little can of cocktail, you know, just to maybe lighten the load.
Yes.
What are you doing?
This is a spooky episode.
This is a spooky episode.
Between your feelings being haunted and my body being haunted with the cold.
Taken over. Your body has been.
So I have water and cough drops.
Yes.
But it is just Halloween is what, tomorrow? When is Halloween?
2 days from as they're listening to this, because it's coming out on Tuesday and Halloween's on a Thursday.
This is an exciting time.
It's a very exciting time.
Mm-hmm. This is an exciting time. Happy early Halloween to everyone. One of the best freaking holidays of the whole year.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I can't believe I kind of slept on it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I didn't have fun with it, because it is a very fun. I've been getting very festive and spirited.
Yes.
This year. Yeah, yes. It's a good time.
I want to share what one of my friends is doing. This will be probably for everybody for next year, because it'd be way too late by the time you listen to this to throw something together. But she's starting a new tradition.
Oh.
Where she does a trunk or treat on her block. Like, so
what is trunk or treat? I don't know what that means.
A trunk or treat is where you decorate a car.
Oh, okay.
And your car can, your trunk of the car can have like decorations, a little gate, like it's like a stop. And like there's like little games to play, little prizes or little candies or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So the kids go to each station.
Yeah. Okay.
And then everybody like who comes, you can, like most people are going to bring a car. So you're participating in that. And then the kids like go to each of the cars and it's just like a fun little afternoon.
Yeah.
And so she's starting a trunk or treat tradition.
Aww.
And so Chris is handling the decorations of our truck. And then I'm handling, I got like a little game, like a witch's hat toss game.
Yeah.
And little stickers to give out and stuff like that. And Play-Doh.
Cute. That's going to be so fun.
It's just another reason to dress up. I mean, there's all kinds of trick-or-treating things around, but to make just your friends is like
on a
fun.
Not on Halloween, like a different day.
Right? Yeah.
So they'll get, kids will get regular
the
Halloween trick-or-treating
before.
And then,
yes. Isn't that a cute idea?
Mm-hmm. I love that idea. Yeah. Especially, anything we can do to add some little magic, you know, magic little
things. And then
things.
They're doing s'mores in their backyard after.
The best.
Which, sign me up for that.
Yeah.
S'more is a top tier fall treat.
You know what I just saw today? Croissant s'more.
Go on. I've never heard of this before.
I know. I hadn't either. You cut a croissant open and instead of graham crackers, you do a croissant. So you roast the marshmallow, put some chocolate in there, put it in a croissant. I thought that, and I guess you would probably want to heat up the croissant, but, and maybe you could put like graham cracker inside the croissant for the crunch. But I thought that I found this account on Instagram. It was like a holiday account. She does like decor and stuff. And then I went to her page and she had this as an option. And I was like, okay.
I think a croissant, anything inside of a croissant is an elevated choice.
Yes.
So like when we went camping over the summer, Chris made us breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
We got croissants for the kids, like Costco croissants.
Uh-huh.
So we did the breakfast sandwiches and the croissants. Immediately better. Just so freaking good.
A croissant is top tier. And then you add, okay, so I'm sending you this link because I want you to look at it. It looks so freaking good. Holy moly. So I sent you the link for this, girl. It's on The Base Crew, B-A-I-S-E. It's one of her pinned things. Look at that. Does that not look divine?
A Chris Moore.
A Chris Moore. Or a Smart. Smart. Yeah. So you gotta maybe take some of those to the party and see, give it a tester.
Oh my God, I just sent that to Chris.
Yeah. Gotta try it.
I'm gonna send it to
Being gluten-free, croissants and donuts are now probably the things that I miss the most. I do miss beer, but there are some good gluten-free beers. But croissants and donuts are pretty irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. The flaky butteriness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, are you sipping anything?
No. Just water, cough drops. Mm-hmm. Water and cough drops. But something really scary is happening on this podcast today because zombies have taken over.
They've taken over. And we don't know if we're going to make it out alive.
Let's see.
It's a zombie apocalypse, Colleen. You have $15 to spend.
I'm stressed out.
Okay. You might want to take notes. Write this down. $15 to spend. There's four categories. Okay. There's going to be a $5 option, $4, $3, $2, and $1 option for each category. Okay. So you got to be mindful with where you're spending your money. First things first, you got to pick a partner. Zombie apocalypse. It's you and Joe Rogan for $5. Jackie Chan for $4. Ryan Reynolds for $3.
Okay.
Albert Einstein for $2 and a mailman for $1.
A mailman?
Yeah. I don't know. He knows the lay of the land.
Okay, that's a good point.
He knows the routes.
Not all the routes, though.
Not all the routes, but he knows houses.
Right.
He could be of value.
He's got keys.
Now, I do want to say, as a weapon, that's a two for one. Let me just say, I didn't find these. So I found these from the FRDI show. And I was a little confused. Like, why is Joe Rogan the $5 guy?
Right.
I'm not sure if he was a $1 guy, I'm not sure I'm taking Joe Rogan. So I'm a little confused by that. What makes him like such a valuable partner?
Good point. I also immediately ruled him out because that's an expensive choice to not have a clear answer. Now, the two that I'm most intrigued by, Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Tell me why.
My assumption, I think this is accurate, I don't know for sure, is that he's got like martial arts skills.
Well, you would think. Right.
Right? Because he's the star.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, what is the where you like learn the art so well, method acting or something?
Uh-huh. So, well, I think he is legitimately like a black belt. I think I have heard that about him. Like he is.
Like that is very valuable.
Yes.
I don't care about. I put Joe Rogan and Ryan Reynolds in the same category as they're not going to do enough for me.
No.
That's just they're not. Now, Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Innovation, intelligence, brains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But is he going to weigh me down? I don't know if he can. I don't know Albert.
I don't know Albert either.
The pictures that I've seen of Albert, he definitely looks, and we know for a fact that he's smart, but is he nimble? Is he quick?
Is he quick? Is there going to be like a language barrier with this guy? He's like a different,
time. He's of a different time. Mm-hmm. I'm going Jackie Chan for four.
Okay.
I think that's the right answer.
I think you've got it. All right. What's your weapon? Here we go. Weapon to help you survive. $5 lightsaber, $4 machete, $3 for a spiked bat, $2 for a crowbar, $1 for a sharp pencil.
This is an important choice.
It's a very important choice.
Because we can't shortchange the weapon.
Right.
Pencils that's your best. Nowhere. Pencils. Crowbar, you might as well give me a pencil.
They're too close if you got a freaking crowbar.
Right.
Yeah.
The spiked bat, not enough because they still got to get pretty close.
Yep.
And in the middle of the night, if all I have is a spiked bat, that's not like a kill shot.
Right.
That's going to take a couple of hits on a spiked bat with a zombie.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while since I fought a zombie, but I'm, Now a machete, a machete's better because that's going to be a clean.
That's a slicer, right?
But I'm not. The fighting is not my thing. So I think I need to go. I think I need extra help here. And I know I'm burning through cash because it's already $9. And I hope the other categories aren't going to totally screw me. But I think I got to go lightsaber because if I have Jackie Chan and I have a lightsaber, I think my odds go way, way, way up on survival.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you've spent $9. You got $6 left. Two categories remain.
Okay.
Okay. Your defensive item. This is your defensive item. You've got Jackie Chan. You've got a lightsaber. $5 for an Iron Man suit.
Oh, wow.
$4 for a knight shield. $3 for a bulletproof vest. $2 for catcher's gear. $1 a wool sweater.
Catcher's gear like baseball?
Yeah, baseball. So you got face guard, padding.
The wool sweater will keep you warm.
That it will keep you warm.
Is not that's defensive of the elements.
It's not defensive of zombies.
Like having a blanket. Right. As much as I would, of course, I know the answer is like Iron Man suit or night shield, but I don't know how much money I have left.
Well, yeah, you don't know what's coming next in the category. You have $6.
I don't think I need the bulletproof vest. I don't think I care about the catcher's gear. Although that would keep me warm, but I feel like it would slow me down. That's a lot.
Catcher's gear is heavy.
I'm actually, and this is crazy, the Iron Man suit's cool because you can like, I could like literally blast up into the air, huh?
I don't know about Iron Man at all, anything, but yeah, does he blast into the air with his suit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then yeah, you could.
You can't stay up there forever, but I could shoot up to a building.
What does Iron Man suit do? Yeah, you could shoot up to a building. You can. Okay. Okay. Gives him superhuman strength and durability, flight, and an array of weapons. The armor is invented and worn by. Okay, whatever. Yeah. The suit allows Iron Man to fly. It gives Iron Man superhuman strength. We already said that. Weapons including repulsor rays fired from his gauntlets. Other weapons include three-dimensional holograms, sonic blasts, and the ability to... Well, this seems like a no-brainer. Ability to create and manipulate magnetic fields. Radar avoidance. Energy source. No, you can't go back. Energy source.
Oh, no.
This suit's energy source is a nuclear core that powers the suit. Okay, it saved Tony Stark's life. And it's got the ability to withstand high temperatures and electricity and the ability to blend into... Okay, well, this seems like a no. You've got to take that. $5? So you've got $1 left, though, if you do that.
I have to take the Iron Man suit.
How do you not?
It was between the Iron Man suit and the wool sweater, if you could believe that.
I can't believe that you were going to go with a cozy sweater.
Just to save money. Just to save money. And invest in these unknown categories. Because now if I could go back, I would definitely change lightsaber because I have all these other
weapons. Well, you've got these other weapons, but yeah.
But Jackie, I could give my lightsaber to Jackie Chan.
That's true. So that's
like, and then I have the Iron Man suit, and then we're like a power team.
And he's going to know what to do with it because he's already got the skills.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I can just hit a button and bloop.
And you're like, Jackie, I'll be up there. Meet me up there. And he's like,
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay, so you got a dollar left. So here's your only choice.
Okay.
This is your base location. This is where you have to be.
Okay.
During the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
$5 is a castle. That would have been nice. You got a moat. You got a drawbridge. You got alligators.
Zombies in there, if they got in the castle, that's actually kind of scary.
Okay. $4 is a prison.
That's even scarier.
$3 is a bunker.
The prison would be nice because you could lock up zombies, potentially.
Potentially.
But it's also just creepy vibes. Bunker's nice.
A bunker is a nice one.
That's
you
a
don't
nice
have
one.
Money for it. You don't have the budget. $2 a house. Just a house.
I don't even have money for that.
You don't have money for that. You will be, my friend, on a beach.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with a beach?
I'm okay with a beach. Now, why it's going to be kind of survivor mode. Well, I just thought it'd be a lot worse for a dollar. And I don't know how it could get much worse. Like, just, wherever.
Yeah, you're just on a beach. You got no shelter.
I've got the soothing ocean sounds for if I get really stressed out about the end of the world.
Yeah.
Grounding. I have bare feet in the sand.
Right.
Connection to the stars and I'll just go in survivor mode and build a shelter. Jackie Chan would be good at that.
Would he be good at building shelters?
I don't know. I feel like he would be.
I mean, it doesn't I'm hurt. A lot Maybe it's of placebo faith. Effect. You're putting a lot of faith in Jackie Chan.
Also, a method to kill zombies. I can just, they can't drown probably.
Can they not? I don't know. I don't
but
know.
But I can weight them zombies. Down somehow and put them in the ocean.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. If there's one thing we're going to need during zombie apocalypse time, it is definitely better help. Think of a time recently when you didn't feel like you could be your full self, like you were hiding behind a mask. All right. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes and dodging zombies, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, around our family, therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the mask. Masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. I am a big therapy fan. I've been to therapy a couple of times in my life, working through things where I just needed that extra help so that I could be that best version of myself for all the places that I show up into my life. I love that BetterHelp helps you pair with a therapist that you can go when it works for you. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. All right.
Okay, are you ready for this?
We're on a deserted island.
Okay, you've got $15 left to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Is this still zombie apocalypse? This is just deserted island.
This is just deserted island?
This is just scary. How are you surviving?
Oh, great.
A deserted island thing.
Okay, fine. Deserted island. Spooky. All right, you ready? You got 15 bucks in your wallet.
Okay.
$5 is going to buy you a lighter.
Wait, for what? What are the categories?
Doesn't say the category. Pick an item. This is just an item.
Okay.
This is just an item to have with you on the deserted island.
Okay. Okay. All right.
$5, a lighter.
Okay.
$4 can buy you a tent.
Shit. I got to write this down. Okay.
So $5 lighter.
$5 lighter.
$4 tent.
Mm-hmm.
$3 hammer.
Yeah.
$2 compass. $1 a volleyball.
Okay. I feel like fire, they say on Survivor. I'm picturing Survivor.
Okay.
You know, yes. I feel like fire is life. And when you watch like Naked and Afraid, like fire is almost more important than shelter. Okay. I like a tent because I feel like to me, shelter seems more important. It kind of protects you from the elements, especially a tent kind of keeps the bugs out.
Yep. Snakes, you know, spiders.
And I'm feeling like maybe I get to pick someone. Hopefully I get a partner. Someone's going to know how to make fire. It's not going to be me.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking a tent.
For
$4.
Yeah. Shelter's nice.
I think I need shelter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you know, it protects you like in Survivor, they don't have tents. Mm-hmm. So they're still like drenched in the rain. And hopefully this tent is like a solid situation. You know. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm taking tent.
Okay, here's your people. Do you know who Bear Grylls is?
Never heard of him. Should I Google? Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, I have different choices for you.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay. So for $5.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay. Wait. The Rock is
$5. $5.
Okay.
For $4.
Yeah.
Tarzan.
All right. I mean, he knows jungles.
For $3.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Irwin.
Ooh. Okay. I mean,
for $2.
Crocodiles. Yeah.
For $2, uh-huh. Tom Brady.
Oh, dude, that would be a good time, actually. Okay.
For $1.
For $1.
Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, I can't be taking Khloe. Khloe's not, she's got no skills that are going to help me on a deserted island. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So I like Khloe. She's my favorite of the Kardashians, but she's not going to be it. I feel like, okay, I'm sort of toying with Tom because for
$2. Yeah, it's not bad.
He's good looking, which I like. If I'm on a deserted island, does this mean all bets are off?
I don't know.
You know, I feel like that could be a good story to tell. I could have a little bit of a good time. I also feel like he's fit. He's fit. He's got that trainer. I saw him wish his happy birthday to his trainer.
Why am I in a zombie apocalypse and yours is sounding like a vacation?
Well, I was going to give you
some element of doom.
You're on a deserted island. There's no survival. You don't. That's it. You just are living on a desert.
Fine.
That's not that cool.
Okay. Okay.
Think about Tom Hanks and Wilson.
Yeah, that got pretty dire.
You crash on an island and you got to find food. You got to find shelter. You got to find warmth. No one's going to find you. You're living your days here. That's not a good time.
Okay. So
Tom, what would make it better is Tom Brady.
Is and he's $2.
I think I'm taking Tom for two.
Okay.
Nice.
You
that's
get
a score.
Unlimited.
Okay.
Choose one for $5. Unlimited fresh water.
Yeah. Okay.
For $4, unlimited food.
Oh.
Again, yours is sounding better and better. For $3, unlimited wood.
Uh-huh.
For $2, unlimited good weather.
Oh.
For $1, unlimited clothes. Actually, this question puts into perspective all the things you're not going to have.
That
unlimited.
I don't have.
Yeah.
I think they say the thing that you... Well, one, I think you can live, like, what's the order of importance? You can live way longer without food than you can
with water.
Water. Mm-hmm. And you can live longer without water than you can sleep. So I feel like I need sleep. That I'm still good
you
with
got
the
your tent.
I got the tent. I've got Tom Brady to keep me warm. And I think clean water is probably the thing that I need. Now, I might regret this because I feel like
you're
food.
All of a sudden, water's $5. That
water
puts
is
you
$5.
At $11.
But like, I can't drink salt water. I have to have hydration. Your body needs it.
Unless you figure out a way to boil salt water with your lighter.
Right. Oh, I don't have a lighter. I didn't bring a lighter.
Oh, you didn't take the lighter. What'd you take for the tent? That's right.
I got the tent.
Oh, yeah.
So tent. Tom, I think I got to go water for $5.
That's
so what does that give me? I have 9, 10, 11. So I have
$4
left. Okay. What's my last category?
This is the miles from the shore. How many miles are you from the shore?
Oh,
the shore
from the mainland where I could like get to salvation maybe. Is that what
no,
that means?
No. Well, maybe. But I was even thinking like to fish. To like
oh, like I'm in, like it's a massive or potentially small island.
Yeah.
So I could be like in the middle of a jungle.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The shore, right, is where they usually stay in Survivor.
Yes. Always. Because that's where everything.
No,
yeah.
There is no salvation.
It's your best chance of survival,
survival
when you're near the shore.
But not salvation.
Right.
So for $5, which you don't have,
I don't.
Is 1 mile. For $4, 10 miles. For $3, 50 miles. For $2, 1,000 miles. For $1, 5,000 miles.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm going with, since I've got $4 to spend, I'm going to take 10 miles. That's possible. I'm hydrated. And Tom can put me on his back. He can walk me through to the shore. He's fit. He's strong.
Okay.
You know, he's an athlete.
I think you're going to be fine.
I think I'm actually going to enjoy myself quite a lot.
Real.
Wow. Well, listen, you have an Iron Man suit and
that
is pretty
true.
Cool.
That I think I pretty much bought my survival cool. with that.
Yeah. Iron Man suit. That's got all kinds of things. It can transform you. All right. So I'm on an island with Tom Brady and a tent and some lots of fresh water. And I'm only 10 miles from shore.
Okay. Great. I have another question for you.
Okay.
This is a mini draft of Halloween candy.
All right.
You get to have one Halloween candy for the rest of your Halloweens.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Let's talk about what there is.
Yeah.
There's Reese's.
There's
Three Musketeers. There's Skittles.
M&M's.
Kit Kats.
1,000 Grand.
Butterfinger.
Snickers or 100 Grand. 1,000 Grand. 100 Grand.
100 Grand. Milk Duds.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. Oh, shit.
Airheads. I feel like Jolly Ranchers is sneaky good. It's nice to have that pop of fresh.
Yeah, but I don't like hard. I like them more. I realized I don't like sucking on hard candies.
You know what I love that's sneaky good is the fruity Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, those are so good.
I always grab those.
I bought a bag the other day. My favorite are the vanilla ones, the blue so wrapper. Good. So good. I bought a bag the other day of, it has like Now and Laters, Lemon Heads, the chewy lemon heads in it. Now and Laters are also sneaky good.
Mambas.
I'm a fruity girl. Yeah, Mambas are awesome. I'm a fruity girl. So I my inclination is to go with Sour Patch Kids.
That feels right for you.
Because I love that so much. But I will say, all I have is fruity candy in my house. And all I've been wanting lately is chocolate.
Mm.
Because that's what I don't have. You want what you can't have.
Yeah. Then what is the chocolate that you'd grab? I think
Snickers.
Snickers is the way to go.
I think
a little bit of caramel, a little bit of crunch. And they're popular for a reason.
That's,
and it never tastes bad. You know, sometimes where you like the Butterfinger, you go and hit a Butterfinger, like, this just doesn't slap how it should.
That's rare because I love a Butterfinger, but you're exactly right. There are sometimes where you're like, what's happening? And also then it gets stuck in your teeth and you're pulling it out of your teeth.
Yeah, Snickers always taste perfect.
Yeah.
Even Kit Kat. Sometimes like this isn't.
It doesn't. No, sometimes Kit Kat has that like fake chocolatey flavor or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so I think I'm going Snickers, but does that mean what would you go with?
Well, I think I've talked myself into Snickers as well because
Snickers is a good one.
I mean, I think the last couple of years when we've done a candy draft, I've always picked 100 grand first.
Oh, yeah,
because
that
is so good. So it's kind of a toss up for me because I'm looking through like even M&Ms. They always sound good to me, and then I eat them, and they are good, but they're not as good as I think they're going to be.
They never leave you as satisfied.
Skittles, when Skittles are perfect, they're hard to beat.
They are good. The one thing I will say though that made me want to veer towards chocolate Snickers over like Skittles or Sour Patch or something like that is the food dye. Because don't they say like food dye is really horrible for us? And I feel like I have heard on more than one occasion that Skittles are the worst candy out there for us.
Really?
Yes. Have you heard that?
No.
Before? I think I heard that.
Oof.
But they are good. I still like a Sour Patch Kid.
Mm-hmm.
I love the chewiness of it with the sour. Like, I like the sweet and the sour.
Yep.
So let's pick one fruity. We're both in agreement on Snickers. What's the fruity one we would choose? Are we going to have to rock, paper, scissors this? Because I think I would go over with Sour Patch over Skittles.
I'll take the fruity Tootsie Rolls.
Okay. So I could do that because I'm thinking we need to agree here. Do we?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like we've decided Snickers is the chocolate.
Too much Sour Patch for me gets too weird.
It's true. It does hurt your mouth after a while. Not too much sour.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the one you just said?
The fruity Tootsie Rolls. Taking it back to the top.
Those are great.
Those have never let me down. I love the vanilla. Never let me down. Love the lemon ones.
Yep.
Lime even.
Mm-hmm.
Never met one I haven't liked.
That's true. If they're fresh, if they're chewy, they got to be chewy. Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if they are, we'll take
those. Are the ones where if I see them in a trick or treat bag, they catch me away.
And I don't think I love them as much as a kid. It's one of those things that as I got older, it got better. Same with, and I think we've talked about this before, Almond Joys.
Yes.
Well, Almond Joys, I used to, you couldn't bribe me to eat one of those.
And now. And
they are.
Now, that could edge out Snickers
for you.
On some occasional days and nights.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you were to hand me a trick or treat bowl or whatever right now, and I saw an Almond Joy, I'd probably grab it. That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that they have is they're vulnerable. They get messed up also quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes you'll open up the bag if it's been however long and it's crunched up and like kind of on the wrapper. Snickers doesn't do that. They don't lose their integrity.
Also, am I a psychopath for thinking Snickers seems like it's a healthier option? Because it has nuts in it, which is like fat, like there's like more substance to it or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Like it's going to give me more value.
Yeah. I think
than just the flavor.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think we've nailed it. Now we know how to survive a zombie apocalypse, how to survive a deserted island, and what candies we're going to be having
for the rest of our life.
All right.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
No.
Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
I will never forget the bathroom fight.
Because we went to the men's restroom.
And one guy was like, gonna say something, and you...
I said, come out. Yeah, because we were in the stall. Yeah. You were pumping. I had...
Oh,
you
that's
had,
right.
You were pumping, and I had to hold your pumps to your chest so that you could pee.
That's right.
Remember? And he's talking shit nerve. To us.
Come on.
No, she's pumping breast milk, and you're pissed out about draining your snake? Yeah. Get out of here.
My attitude... It's not appropriate for this day and age.
Yeah, you started bobbing and weaving.
Oh, shit. My God. Yeah.
So good.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
All right, let's bring it home with a little rant and rave. My rant, well, first of all, I hate not having a full brain. Mm-hmm. Speaking of zombies, I feel like one when you're not well, like even connections.
Yes.
Ashley, today we were on our little connections thread. She gave me hints. And granted, it was a very hard connections today.
It was very hard today. Yeah.
You got through it. You gave me hints.
Barely.
I had the themes because of your hints, and they were good hints.
Like they were pretty good hints, right?
Very good hints.
Uh-huh.
Still could not string it together.
Yeah.
I'm like, connections is a mirror test of your brain's function. Like
also when you open it up, I can tell how well I'm going to feel that day based on how my reaction is to seeing connections. Like if it feels just really, really hard, you know, you're like, oh my God, okay, my brain's not firing today.
Yes.
Like if it just there's nothing jumping out.
If
you guys aren't on the connection train, it is one of my favorite parts of it. All of the puzzles. Yes. I'm so glad. I'm doing Wordle now, which I feel like I slept on for so long because I don't like words.
Wordle took you a while.
It took me over a year after you had talked about how great it was.
What's the hardest puzzle for you between the Wordle, connections, and strands?
I mean, honestly, I think it depends on the day. Yeah. Wordle... I think is the trickiest for me.
Yeah.
But I overthink it a lot. It's very hard. I want to say Strands has kind of come up there and taken that top
me
spot.
Me too. Chris makes Strands look easy.
Does
he's
he?
Always, yes, he's like a Scrabble guy. He's a like the letters mixed up on a page guy.
Yeah.
He can do all that. He just sees it.
Yes.
Wordle, I feel like I make Wordle
you
look easy.
Are.
I zip through it. It's just whatever. But it's for me, it's depends on the day between connections and strands. But strands usually edges it out. Connections is hard. Sometimes it takes me all day, but I can like do it. And strands just like, I get that frustration feeling. Connections I have more patience for, I think. Today I just kind of wanted to be done where it's like, all right, just put me out of misery.
Get out of here. I know my brain ain't going to show up for me the way I need it to.
Yeah, and this is kind of a rave, but have you seen the stuff that's come out about black utensils? Cooking utensils?
Uh-uh.
I've seen
not
it like
at all.
Four times today on Instagram, on news, whatever. I don't know if it's a recent study where they're like, throw out all of these utensils.
And black utensils?
Yeah, because they have like bad chemicals and stuff when you cook with them.
Yeah.
And the rant that I have is like, obviously I trust these things.
Yeah.
And I want to throw them out and it's fine. And I worry, especially with kids. And then I'm like thinking about all of the chemicals I've probably consumed.
Yeah.
And if they do studies on this one little thing, what else? What about the cups we drink out of? What about the whatever? And then I start to like spiral. And then I just am like, wow, this world, you know, that we live in. Why is it so? Why is this a thing?
Everything's so dangerous. Why is everything bad for us? Yeah,
so
gonna
dangerous.
Kill us.
Uh-huh. I hate that. I hate this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think you're doing fine.
Yeah.
And then a study comes out or whatever, and you're like, oh, I've been slowly poisoning myself and my children and my family for however long. And they talk about EMF, the electromagnetic field. Like
electromagnetic
Wi-Fi
field.
Is horrible for us, apparently. And
the
you're not supposed to have your
eating.
Phone like next to your body because it's like sending all these signals. Like just all headphones, apparently. Bluetooth.
Oh, oh yeah.
All of that stuff.
Tumors and stuff. And it.
Yes. Deodorant. It's just a,
Setting.
Deodorant. How can you? Yeah.
Like what? Yeah. Now what?
Even broccoli these days, they say, is like, even organic broccoli has like tons of toxins in it.
Like, where do we draw the line?
We are actually living in a zombie apocalypse now.
Yes.
It's called America.
And I vacillate between, should I care about all of this or should I care about none of this?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
Because what? Because how do we fix it?
Yeah.
Because it's all, when is the damage already done? So if I throw them all out today, do I reverse anything?
Right.
Or am I still screwed regardless?
And I saw this guy the other day. His name's Hank. He's like a science guy. And he just beat cancer. And someone commented on one of his videos, like, man, I feel like I have, you know, bad, whatever. I got the same cancer you did. And he talked about it. And he was like, cancer has nothing to do, like nothing you're doing is causing cancer. He was like, it's just sometimes just a case of bad luck. He said 4 out of 5 smokers will not get cancer. So what, why is 1 out of 5? Like why does it decide who it's getting? It's like, he was like, there's nothing you can do, right? You can like increase your chances of protecting yourself, but ultimately it's just going to happen to some people and to other people it's not. And I was thinking about like, yeah, I guess you want to do things that are going to protect you from it. But even some of the healthiest people I know end up getting really, maybe it's not cancer, but it's something, getting something, you know?
Right.
And
so are we going to live our life in fear of everything?
We're just sitting down. Right, we can't.
We're going to try and do our best. Are we going to pick and choose?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your
rant? I have kind of a dual, it's a rant and a rave. So I've been feeling like off the last couple of days and I can't tell if it's hormonal or if there is like a situational thing going on, because one of the things that I really like to do is get curious with my brain. And when I feel triggered by something, it's like, oh, interesting. Why is that making you feel this way? And I've been triggered a little bit this week by some things that I've been seeing that I'm not triggered to the extent that I would have been in the past. So I know that I'm healing and working through shit, but it's still, stuff is affecting me. And I ended up crying today because I just, what it is unmet expectations. A lot of times, I think when there are issues in relationships or you get let down by somebody, it's not that they did anything wrong necessarily. It's that you had expectations of them that they are not meeting.
Yeah.
And that is true for lots of, right? Like, just lots of relationships in my past and in my life. And I, you know, I feel like you think, oh, I love this person, or I want to spend time with them, or I really care about them, or I would do this, that, and whatever for them. And then they don't feel the same about you, or they don't return that level of showing up or whatever. And so it's just this, today I was feeling really sad over unmet expectations. And this person I'm feeling sad about didn't do anything wrong. They just didn't show up for me in the way that I would want them to, essentially, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is like heartbreaking when you think that someone is this person in your life and then they're not.
Yep.
Or you can't like trust yourself to be around them because they have the potential to hurt you, even if that's not their intention, but they're not capable of what your expectation is of them, you know, like, so just that unmet expectation feels really sad when someone lets you down. But my rave, and I was thinking about that, is having those people in your life that you can count on, that you know have your back and love you and speak nice things about you when you are not in the room and will stand up for you, show up for you when you need them, like let you cry to them or whatever. Just people that love you well, I have a lot of that in my life too. And so when someone doesn't love me well, it can be, for my brain, easy to go into this like, what's wrong with me place. And then I just had to sort of leave that and be like, this has nothing to do with me. And they could love me. This person that hurt my feelings hurt me. They could love me as much as a person can love someone else. And it's just not the way that feels like love to me, right?
Yep.
But when people in your life love you well and you feel that love, I mean, you're one of them, right? I've got some people in my life that I just feel immensely grateful for. And that kind of helped pull me out of this sadness.
Where the focus was.
So the rant is unmatched expectations, but the rave is when there is that want match, when mm-hmm. you're there for them, they're there for you, you guys love each other the same and can count on that person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cryptic, but what's your rave?
I was thinking about how much I appreciate in my friendships and in my spouse. You and Chris are both two of these people. People who keep you on your toes with laughter.
Yeah. Oh, just the wit.
The little quips throughout mm-hmm. the day
mm-hmm.
make me so happy. So yeah. I forwarded the utensils thing to Chris and we were going back and forth. And anyway, Chris wrote, I love my cheap, reliable Target utensils, but I'm open to changing.
Like,
just little things, you know? Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I wrote, bad day to be in the black utensil industry, I suppose. Like just little, yeah. little things
yeah.
throughout the day. And it's mm-hmm. this, there's little quips that Chris will make when we're around the kids that just make me like belly laugh. And then the mm-hmm. kids see me belly laugh because of Chris. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that. That's mm-hmm. like one of the joys of my life is humor and keeping
absolutely.
It light.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it just helps you lighten it up when things feel heavy. I
yeah.
really value that in friends, people who are just, you know, fast on their feet and mm-hmm. gotten the dry. I just love it. I
quick
love
wit.
It.
Goofy.
So much.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things too about being alive is some of the people that make being alive so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's anyway. A good one.
You guys, go have a great Halloween.
Oh my gosh, happy Halloween.
Stay away from those zombies.
But if you need help, Colleen will let you borrow her Iron Man suit.
Yeah, Ash is not going to be able to answer you. She's going to be on
be
an island with
indisposed.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom
so
just
to speak.
All right, but
you can sip with us.
Always. And we will
see you
next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ you can sip with us or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days. Boom. Paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes. Kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.